On this episode, I can exclusively talk about gaming stuff. This time it is 100% League of Legends related. Even the pick of the day concerns League. Welcome to episode number 4 of Just My 94 Cents, presented by Esports Chronicle. I'm your host DT, and let's not waste any time and talk about some esports stuff. On Wednesday, I ran out of time, but I wanted to do a preview on the LPL playoffs starting, and I guess it's only fitting that I will start with my thoughts on the matchup as it happened now, because yesterday, Royal Never Give Up faced Team World Elite in the first round of the playoffs in China, and yeah, with a 1-0 map advantage going in, so maybe I'll explain this quite quickly. And Royal Never Give Up started with a 1-0 map advantage because they were the higher seeded team going into the matchup. This is how LPL rolls kind of in the first round. As in LCK, the first wildcard game is a best of three, although it is technically also a playoff game, but it isn't really, I don't know. So yeah, they will start with a best of three, and then in China, they would start with a 1-0 map advantage. And yeah, it kind of was Royal Never Give Up's series to lose at that point, because a 1-0 map advantage gives you a huge, is a huge benefit, of course. And nevertheless, Team World Elite got into the game two, I'll just call it game two, quite well. They got into the game quite well. And yeah, they got a huge lead early game, actually. But they couldn't really get anything going with the lead. And although they kept the lead until the end, they didn't really get anything to do with it, and they let Royal Never Give Up get back into the game. And afterwards, they lost a decisive team fight, and then they lost the game afterwards inevitably. And let's talk about game three quickly. MLXG put pressure on the enemy jungler Magic from the very start, and he kind of took over the game on Trundle. And of course, Xiaohu Zoe plays together then sealed the deal for Uzi's boys. And this is why they were able to finish the series in such quick succession. And they made it a quick 3-0 in the end together with the 1-0 map advantage. Now let's talk about the implications the series had. And let's start with World Elite quickly. Or let's start with their bot lane in particular, because I thought that Mystic and Celestial had a very good showing on bot lane. Especially considering the opposition with Uzi and Ming, of course. They were able to hold their own, which definitely is commendable in my opinion. And I believe that not every bot lane in the LPL, especially not every bot lane in the playoffs, or in particular not every bot lane in the playoffs could be able to do how they what they did. But let's talk about that in a minute. Yeah, I believe that especially in game three, the game or this series has been decided on other parts of the Rift than the bot lane, because like I said, Mystic and Celestial were able to hold their own. Kondi, of course, still being out due to personal reasons, meant that Magic would play jungle, of course, for Team World Elite. Or not. I shouldn't say of course, but they went with Magic, just like they went for him in most of regular season, so kind of is clear that he was playing, but yeah, he ended up playing, of course, and yeah, this catapulted MLXG into the lineup, because they thought he could exploit Magic in the jungle better than Karsa would have done. I believe that was the thinking of the coaching staff, and in the end, if this was their thinking, they did a good job, because this is exactly what happened, especially in game three. MLXG was able to put the pressure on Magic in a fashionable way. He did very well, and they did well. So although Satai and Karsa, Satai playing in game two and then being subbed out for game three, but Satai and Karsa were able to build some sort of a synergy, I believe, in the regular season. They played most of regular season together, especially in the end, and it was a bold move to move to MLXG. In my opinion, they weren't really in the position to where it was necessary to do that, but they did it anyway, and they have to be applauded for it, because it was the right choice, especially considering the result of the game. Next up for RNG will be Snake, and I think it will be quite interesting to see how they go into this match because there's a decision to be made between Satai and Casa returning back to the lineup, like they did in regular season most of the time, or if Letmy and MLXG will stay in the game, or maybe they will go with Satai and MLXG again, like they did in game two. It will be quite interesting to see how they decide to do that, but I hinted at that before. I think me personally, the biggest discrepancy in the game will be in the bottom lane, because Uzi and Ming will have the upper hand in this matchup, and it will depend on how RNG will be able to play around that, in my opinion, because this will be the biggest advantage they will, or the easiest advantage to work out, I believe. So it will be interesting to see. Talking about a prediction, I will talk about that later. But let's talk about World Elite for a second, because they will return, of course, to LCK in the summer split, and I think Kondi will be returning then as well. There hasn't been an official confirmation, I believe, as at least I haven't seen it, but I think that he will return. And Shiyue, Mystic, and Celestial, if they can keep up the good form, these three players, then they will most definitely be back in contention with Kondi. And 957 actually had a good split. He's, if I remember correctly, the KDA leader on top lane. This could not be the case, but I think it is the case. And yeah, so they actually have, with Kondi back in the lineup, they have every tool to go back into summer split and definitely be a force to be reckoned with. For the second topic, let's stay with League of Legends actually, because tomorrow the LCK finals between Africa Freaks and Kings on Dragon X will take place. And I personally am really looking forward to this matchup because it's the best two teams of the region facing off in a best of five, and it will be very exciting to see. I have to say that the most interesting thing about the pre-match hype, in my opinion, has been that every other team, so every team eliminated in the LCK from the LCK competition in the spring split, predicts Kingzone to win this matchup. And it kind of makes sense, right? Because they dominated regular season in a devastating fashion, and the core of the team, being from Longju last split, has been dominating Korea domestically for a long time now. They dominated summer. And they went into Worlds being the odds-on favorite, of course. Everyone remembers that. And for this spring, they added Peanut to the lineup, which already made them crazy strong on paper. And they definitely lived up to the expectations, in my opinion. But on the other hand, Africa Freaks broke their playoff curse. They finally won a map, actually. And a series, of course, then as well following in the playoffs, which they haven't done before. And I think you can write them off that easily because they do crazy amounts of preparation, and they will be determined to face Kingzone being at their best. But you have to say that talking about preparation, it will be tough for both teams, actually. It will be tough for Africa to prepare because we haven't seen Kingzone in a competitive match on 8.6 on the newest patch, which will make it tough for other teams or for Africa in this instance, especially to prepare. But it will also be tough for us or for Kingzone themselves to know what really will work on stage because, as I said, they haven't played a competitive match on 8.6 before as well. So it's the same for them, which kind of makes which could be, of course, a blessing and a curse at the same time. But I think that this makes this gauntlet format a bit more interesting. It of course it has its downsides. But this is something that would make the series interesting, in my opinion. When it comes to a prediction, I also pick Kingzone. Of course, I'm just playing the odds here, and I think they can make it work on Saturday, especially talking about their prior performances in the regular season. I think one would be a fool not to take them. But for what it's worth, I have to say that I don't think I have yet fully recovered from being burned by Longju last year at Worlds. Yeah, I picked them. I believe the hype, and I got burned pretty badly. And I don't remember why, quite actually. I don't really remember why. I think it has a there was a reason, or maybe there wasn't, but somehow I pinned that series on Prey. I don't know. I really don't know why. Maybe I can't remember if he played that badly, but I somehow pinned it on him, and I will definitely have an extra close look on him tomorrow. Now, after I didn't even get into the pick of the day on Wednesday, it's time to get the train back rolling, I think. However, I just looked at the odds and I don't really see any major value going into the weekend. Admittedly, I don't really know that much about the Starladder tournament on going on in Dota 2 starting today as well. So this is nothing that I can really give an insight about, but the closest thing to a value bet I can see right now is betting on Royal Never Give Up beating Snake actually 3-0 for 2.75 odds. And I think the jump between going for minus 1.5 handicap to effectively going to a minus 2.5, minus 2.5, this is the actual pronunciation that makes sense here, is quite large, I think. So this would I would consider the value bet. Is it really? I don't know. But for a safer bet, talking about safer bets, however, I would go for the minus 1.5 handicap definitely for 1.57 odds, and this is what I would most likely go on myself, to be honest. But because I would most likely do it and I won't do it, it will definitely hit. So anyone who considers doing it, definitely feel free, because I won't do it myself, but I would most likely do it, and this is like I have like a 98% quota on these kind of bets actually hitting. And with that, we arrived at the end of the episode. You know the drill. If you have any questions, suggestions, or other remarks, please let me know on social media. As always, all the important links are in the show notes of this episode. Thanks for tuning in, as always, and I will catch you guys on Monday, where we will be talking, or we will be previewing, hopefully we will do that, the DreamHack Masters in Marseille coming up in CSGO, and I'm definitely eager to talk about it right now, but this will remain the topic on Monday. If you're interested in that, definitely make sure to check out that episode. And as I said, I will catch you guys on Monday. Bye bye.